out there listening?
Blog Talk Radio.
Text me. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to International Masterminders Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Trixie Walker, and I will be your guest host along with my mastermind partners. We are the Masters of the Mind. Our group is fairly new. We started about 2 months ago. I'm here in our virtual studio with some of my masterminders now, some of the mastermind partners. I believe we have Belinda and Shanika on the call, so they will jump in to help facilitate this call today. Our other members who are not on the call for whatever reason today, but you will hear from them in future calls, is Felicia Hurst, Neva Span Kirkland, and I know that if they're out there, we also have Rosalind Parker. If they're out there, they will jump in on the call. Otherwise, we will have Trixie Walker, Shanika Shea, and Belinda Washington. Let me give you a little bit more information about who I am. I am the founder of iteenmom.org. I believe that innocent babies and children should not have to suffer or die because their parents or caregivers are financially challenged. I was a teenage mom, so I know it's hard being a teen mom. It's even harder being a mom of a teen mom. I work with moms and teen moms to inspire them to live the life of their dreams. I do this through the books that I write, through coaching and mentoring. I am also the director of a local business building group, which is WOMTECH, which stands for Women on a Mission to Earn Commission. We are a premier networking group. We believe in keeping our priorities in faith, family, and finances in that order without feeling guilty about it. We do meet every second and fourth Wednesday of the month in our West Palm Beach, Florida area, and you can find out more about the organization by going to www.womtech.com. That's a little bit about me. This is our first week hosting, and we're so excited and energized early this Saturday morning. We're excited to be on the air with you all. So I invite you to call, text, email family members, friends, and tell them that we're on the air right now so that they can join us via the internet by logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders with an S, or they can join us by phone at area code 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, you can also join us in our chat room, or you can log on through your Facebook account. Go to International Mastermind Association, make a comment, and let us know you're listening, or post your questions there as well. We will be monitoring that throughout our call. Today we will start our discussion on Think and Grow Rich. We will be recapping Chapter 2, which is faith. But before we get started, Belinda, will you tell our listeners a little bit about International Mastermind Association?
Good morning, everybody. This is Belinda Washington. And the International Masterminder Association, IMA, is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, to support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and to hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you're going to succeed in any endeavor. Successful people have plans, while failures never plan. Napoleon Hill said, education, knowledge, and influence is more powerful than any exchange of money. For more information about IMA, International Masterminders Association, visit us on the web, www.internationalmasterminders.com, or Facebook, International Mastermind Association. Follow us by liking our page. We want to say hi to the founder and the president of IMA, Mrs. Ann McNeil, the Master Builder Building Masterminds. And I am sure that she's on the call listening, and she may want to give comments now or at a later time during our broadcast. Thank you.
And McNeil, you are out there. Thank you for sharing that information, Belinda. And I just wanted to reiterate some things that Belinda said. But before I do, Ann, did you want to say anything to our listeners out there?
Of course. Good morning, good morning, good morning from Huntington Beach, California. We're attending the Odyssey Conference, our mastermind group, which is called the Palm Beach Life Planners Group, as a part of the International Masterminders. And we are listening to the show this morning from California. So thank you, all of you that's on the call. And I'm sure your remaining members who are on will also tell us a little bit about themselves as we go on. So thank you for hosting the show. And we know that our listening audience will really enjoy the show today. So thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the call all the way from California, and I hope you ladies are enjoying that trip out there. As Belinda was saying, that IMA is based on the book Think and Grow Rich, which is one of the most influential books of all time. It points the way to personal achievement, to financial independence, and to riches of the spirit beyond measurement in mere money. The riches discussed in the book and in our discussion here today and every Saturday at 8 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio need not be thought of only in financial terms. There are great riches in lasting friendships, harmonious family relationships, sympathy and understanding between business associates, and an inner harmony that brings peace of mind measurable only in spiritual values. I think we have a little static or something going on in the background or some movement, so just want to let you know to go ahead and mute your phone if you're out in the open area. The philosophy of Think and Grow Rich will prepare you to attract and enjoy these higher things in life, but only if you are ready for them. Be prepared, therefore, when you expose yourself to the influence of this philosophy, to experience a changed life, which may help you not only to negotiate your way through life with harmony and understanding, but also to prepare you for accumulation of material riches in abundance. The gift of this book is this: all achievement, all earned riches have their beginning in an idea. If you are ready for the secret, you already possess one half of it. Therefore, you will readily recognize the other half the moment it reaches your mind. Now, as we start our discussion this morning, we will be reading and taking parts from Napoleon Hill Think and Grow Rich book. The book has, or it consists of 13 principles, which is 13 steps to riches. The first step that was discussed by another International Mastermind group was desire. And we all know that desire is the starting point of all achievements. But the second step to riches, which we will discuss today, is faith. So, listeners, if you're out there, we're going to ask you to chime in. If you have a question, you just raise your hand by hitting one. And Janika's back in the studio, so she will make sure that we answer all your calls. And also, don't forget, we're on Facebook, So we'll take your questions from there when the time comes to get our audience involved, as we want to have as much insight on this call as we can. Now, when you hear the word faith, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? And I'm going to ask you this, Belinda, because I know you didn't tell us a little bit about yourself. Maybe this is your time to tell us, as I know that you're in ministry. So when you hear the word faith, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Thank you, Trixie. When I hear the word faith, the first thing that comes to my mind is total confidence or total belief in God. And what I did leading up to this, what I did, I went to Webster and looked up the definition, and it also said faith is confidence or belief in a person, entity, idea. So when you're thinking about faith, what is it that you're believing in? What is it that you're putting your total confidence in?
Awesome. And that is a great question. I also did a little studying or reading on faith outside of the Think and Grow Rich book. And the Bible says that all things should be done in faith. All things should be done through faith. Now, how do one explain faith? I know you gave the definition of faith, but explaining faith to a child, how would you explain faith?
One of the things I look at, and I'm going to take this out of Napoleon Hill's book, but it states, there's a statement that says, repetition or affirmation of orders to your subconscious mind is the only method of voluntary development of the emotion of faith. And I read that because that stood out to me, because faith, what you believe, if you continue to repeat something, if you continue to see something, whether you're reading it, you're just putting your all in all into it, then you're establishing a faith in that thing, in that person. You know, as a minister, I read the Bible. And so when I read the word, I'm establishing and building a greater faith in God and in his word. Whether you're in whatever business you're in, when we want financial, Ann McNeil actually also told me to read this book, The Richest Man in Babylon. And when I begin to read that, I begin to build my faith in knowing that I can prosper. I can have my purse full and not empty by looking at those principles and following them. So that's what I would just tell everyone, don't focus on the negative. Because as Ann McNeil has told us, whatever you focus on, your insight, your mind, your subconscious doesn't recognize the negative. So if you say, I don't want to be sick, I don't want to be poor, what are you going to be? You're going to be sick. You're going to be poor. So you have to say, I want to be healthy. I want to be rich. You know, you have to focus on what you want. And the more you focus on it, then you're building your faith. And that's the reason, as a final point, that we have our affirmations, our written affirmations that we read at least twice daily. Because when we're reading it over and over, we're taking it into our subconscious mind, and that's what we're going to give out.
Awesome. That is so true. According to the Napoleon Hill, faith is the head chemist of the mind. And as Belinda was saying, you know, total confidence through faith. And I believe that one of the things that we do or we practice in our women's networking group, WOMTEC, we put faith first. And it's not about anyone's religion. I'm not telling you what to believe in, what not to believe in. As long as you have faith. We all know that there is a higher power than us. And faith is definitely a gift from God. Wouldn't you all agree? I mean, faith is a gift from God. Just knowing faith is the proof that things unseen will happen. And I know that faith is also necessary when you're in prayer, because once you pray, I mean, let's face it, you give that power to God, because it's necessary. Another thing that Napoleon Hill says is when faith is blended with the vibration of thought, the subconscious mind instantly picks up that vibration and it translated into the spiritual equivalent, and it transmitted into indefinite intelligence, as in the case with prayer. So I want to remind you that you are listening to IMA, and we are exploring the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Now, we'll continue our discussion on faith here. What is very important is how to develop faith. Now, Belinda, we're in the group together, and we read, and I hope you don't mind us pulling information from you, but we respect your position, so I would love to get your take on how to develop faith.
Okay. Again, looking at the book, now another sentence that I underlined was, you can convince your subconscious mind that you believe you will receive that for which you ask. So I want to let that sink in. You can. So you can say, I can convince my subconscious mind that I believe I will receive that for which I ask. So it says your subconscious mind will act upon that belief, then pass it back to you in the form of faith, followed by definite plans for procuring that which you desire. So really looking at that, it's still talking about the mind. It's still talking about what you're focused on, what you're taking in. You know, we know in the Bible we can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then if you are not of that belief, you still have the power. The mind is such a powerful instrument. So it's very important to all of us that are listening in that we just take time out of your busy day and write down what it is, what are your desires, as Trixie talked about earlier. What is it that you want? Write it down and meditate on that. And then from there, once your faith is developed, it's going to also, you begin to set a plan as to how I'm going to reach this.
Awesome. Now, and Napoleon Hill also states that the method by which one develops faith where it does not already exist is extremely difficult to describe, almost as difficult, in fact, as it would be to describe a color of red to a blind person who has never seen color and has nothing with which to compare what you describe. So faith is a state of mind which you can develop at will after you have mastered the 13 principles in this book, because it is a state of mind which develops through voluntary application and use of these principles. So as Belinda says, repetition and affirmation of orders to the subconscious mind is the only method of voluntarily developing the emotions of faith. And we go through our day. I know when I wake up in the morning and I meditate and I take a little time to kind of get myself together before I have to wake up the kids. And that's my faith period. It's like I have faith that the day is going to go as well, and I have faith that I'm going to accumulate the things that I set myself out to accumulate. Because, as I said, once you have faith, everything else falls under that umbrella. There are many millions of people who believe themselves doomed to poverty and failure because of some strange force over which they believe they have no control. I mean, we are the creators of our own misfortunes if we believe in negativity. So as Belinda also said, you have to be positive. The emotions of faith, love, and sex are the most powerful of all major positive emotions. That's pretty deep. When I read that in Napoleon Hill, I'm like, okay, they're comparing the emotions of faith and love with sex. and it says love and faith are the psychic, which is related to the spiritual side of humanity, where sex is purely biology. And it's related only to the physical. But the mixing and the blending of the three emotions has the effect of opening a direct line of communication between the thinking, a human mind, and infinite intelligence. So that I just thought that was a powerful statement to say that faith is a positive. I mean, there's no way you can be negative. I always hear the term have faith as much as a mustard seed.
Yes.
Yeah, so when you hear that, I mean, like, tell me, Belinda, what does that mean when they say that? I mean, because I know that a mustard seed is like probably the tiniest thing and you can't even see it.
Exactly. And that's what it's saying, that your faith, you know, you just need to just show up and just have a small amount of faith. What I wanted to say on that is, what is the opposite of faith? When we look at it, the opposite of faith is fear. And we know that fear, if you look at the acronym for that, the F, false, the E, evidence, the A, appearing, the R, real. Fear is false evidence appearing real. So in our society today, we are so bombarded with circumstances that cause us to have fear. And we cannot have fear and faith at the same time. So we just encourage everyone to hold on to your faith. Look at the positive. Weigh it down. Say, I know I am more than a conqueror. I am an overcomer. I will succeed. And if you keep saying that, because there are stories after stories about how people may have had a negative experience, but because they believed they could succeed, they did. They drew those powers to them spiritually. You may have some people that are sick, and the doctors are giving them negative report after negative report, but they believe they are healed. They believe they are healed. And somehow it's like taking a cord and plugging it into a socket. Because they believe that, the power that's in the power that's within them begins to even heal, bring healing, and the symptoms begin to disappear and all of that. So whatever state you find yourself in today, if you can just put a positive turn on it, if you can put down, I'm going to have faith. I will not fear. I don't care what the report comes in. Don't say, I will not fear. What did we say?
No.
Whatever you say, there are no positives or negatives. Your psyche is going to say, fear, 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 fear. So we don't want to do that. We wanted to say, I have faith. I have faith. I believe. I believe.
Wow, I like that. Because a mind dominated by positive emotions, you know, you get a positive attitude. So that's awesome. And that's what I try to do. I used to have a fear of riding in the car with, well, I can say my husband. We're traveling and we're going out of town, and it's like he's the one that's driving, and I'm sitting over there, and it's like I'm just so terrified that something's, if I'm not in the driver's seat, I feel that something's just not going to be right, or something's going to go wrong, or he's going to, I'm watching him the whole time because I'm thinking he's going to fall asleep, and you know, so I'm over there instead of, and this is how it used to be, but instead of, you know, having faith and believing that we're going to get to our destination and just enjoying the ride, I'm over there clenched up, and like I have my own imaginary brake system. And so I can definitely relate to the other side of faith being fear. Now, we would love to hear from anyone else that want to jump in here. Ann or Shanika, I believe you two are on the phone. Did you want to give us your take on fear? Faith.
Yes, thank you. And we also have several other callers. So callers, we see you there in the chat room and in our studio. So if you would like to include your comments or give some feedback, remember you just press 1 to let us know that you have something to say, and then we'll put you on. In the meantime, I wanted to backtrack to something that Belinda said that was completely awesome. It had to do with faith coming by the affirmations. And I just wanted to point out in the Bible as well, it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and also that as a man thinks, so is he. So the power of what we feed ourselves has been recognized in other settings. You guys remember how it says garbage in, garbage out? So if you're feeding yourself garbage or doubt or fear, whatever name we want to give it, then that's what's coming out. But if you feed yourself positive thoughts and faith, love, peace, all of those good things, then that will be probably what you would tend to produce. The other thing I wanted to mention was, in the beginning we were talking about faith being an attitude and a state of mind. Just wanted to put a note on that. What do you all think? That faith is an attitude and a state of mind that must be maintained. Why? Because it works its way into our actions. And for me, the definition of faith and losing faith has to do with jumping to the end of the story or to the outcome and seeing something other than what you originally started out for. And I'll give the example. Napoleon Hill said, faith is the head chemist of the mind. That's the first sentence of chapter 2. So if faith, if we take that example and run with it, like being a chemist, we know that they're in their laboratories day and night, mixing up this formula and that process and the other. And it may take them 10,000 times, like Edison, until they get that particular light bulb. But they never lost faith. They never lost sight of what they were trying to accomplish. They didn't jump to the end and think it was something other than what they were achieving. So I just wanted to make that particular observation, or those particular observations. And I love that acronym as well. False evidence appearing real is what fear is. And if we stick to the attitude of the chemist, we know that it's, even if it's back to the drawing board, fear is not real.
No, thank you for sharing that, Shanika, and that is so true. And I don't know what causes fear, and I know that that's not our topic today. It would be interesting to kind of find out where that all originated from. And I'm sure it's a gut feeling or you know, just something that we put ourselves through, actually. Now, I was taking a look on our International Mastermind Association Facebook page, and thanks for the shout-out there, Ann McNeil. I tried in our back office to make sure that I can share that information with my followers, and I didn't see that posted, so I'm going to go and try to post that again because I know that we all have family and friends out there listening, and they're always on their social channels, so I'm sure that once we get that information out to them, excuse me, they'll chime in. And the good thing about this Blog Talk Radio is that although we're live and we're hearing from the members of Masters of the Mind, and we do have some listeners out there as well, the great thing is that if they can't make the call early Saturday morning, they do have a chance to go and listen to the past shows. So that's a great thing to have out there. At this time, before we go on, Belinda, I think this will be a great time to just remind our listeners of how they could chime in on the call.
Okay. Again, you can listen to this and other shows anytime on the web or by joining us live by calling in to the show at 661-554-9219. So if you would like, you can even text that number. Those that are listening, text that number out to your family and friends now, and they even have time to join us on this call, 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, just press 1. Or you can also join us in the chat room, or you can log on through your Facebook account. Thank you.
Thank you again for that, Belinda. Now, surely, and I'm going to be reading a little bit from the book here, surely enough has been stated by now to give you a starting point from which you may, through experiment and practice, acquire the ability to mix faith with any order given to your subconscious mind. Perfection will come through practice. Now, will you all agree with that? Perfection comes through practice.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. perfection comes through practice, and the more that we practice, and as this is our first call, we will do this for the next four following Saturdays in this month. So we have the whole month of June, and practice makes perfect. I think we're doing an awesome job here. I am enjoying this mastermind group that I'm working with. We have covered so much in such little time, and it's just such a great feeling and a great accomplishment for us all to be on the same track. Because it's kind of hard when you don't have everyone in complete harmony to make a group successful. So I just wanted to give that all that shout out to my fellow mastermind partners here. Now, if it be true that one may become a criminal by association with crime, and this is a known fact, it is equally true that one may develop faith by voluntarily suggesting to the subconscious mind that one has faith. The mind comes finally to take on the nature of the influences which dominate it. Understand this truth, and you will know why it is essential for you to encourage the positive emotions as dominating forces of your mind and to discourage and eliminate negative emotions. A mind that's dominated by positive emotions or a positive mental attitude becomes a favorable abdul for the state of mind known as faith. A mind is so dominated may at will give the subconscious mind instructions which it will accept and act upon immediately. Now, I believe most of us are business owners, and it's very important to incorporate faith into your business. What would you say about that, Ann McNeil?
Trixie.
Yes.
Faith not only in our business, but just in our lives. And when you think about, we wake up every morning and we have faith that the sun will rise. You know, we get in our cars and we have faith and we trust that we will get to our destination safely. You know, we take a bite of food and we just have faith that everything that's supposed to be in the food properly, that it will, you know, nourish us and help us to maintain strong and healthy bodies. So when you think about the word says that God did not give us a spirit of fear. You talked about fear earlier. You know, what could we possibly do if we did not have faith and hope and belief that all things truly do work together for our good? So that's Belinda's job. I don't want to go too far down that lane this morning, but I just want to say though that I just could not imagine a life without faith. But I think that faith is like a muscle, and the more you use it, the stronger it becomes. And so personally, I play a game with myself when things appear to be, you know, impossible or unbelievable or I cannot do that. I start with just a little faith, and then just a little more, and then just a little more, and then just a little more. And eventually, it's like, how could I not have believed more strongly in the beginning that this was possible? But I think we have to, each one of us, start where we are. You know, like my favorite book says, you know, with the mustard seed size faith, just something that's so tiny. But as you continue to use it, just like a muscle, it continues to grow. So that's my faith 2 seconds. And I think that we have some other callers that may also want to chime in. I know a number of the masterminders here were calling in, and they may just be calling in from a different number. But okay. I just want to congratulate all of you. You're doing a wonderful job. And we still did not hear very much from your other partners about who they are. So maybe the next time, next Saturday, if not this time, if they could just share a little bit about who they are and what they do so that our listening audience can know that if you're interested in starting a mastermind group with your friends, and if at some point during the show y'all would share the fact that y'all did not know each other before you started this group. And so by faith, you all believe and trust that you are of like mind and like spirit, and because you have a common goal, which is your vision and your dream for your life, you know, you can come together to work in the spirit of harmony to help each other achieve those dreams. Thank you.
Thank you, Ann McNeil. Thanks for sharing that information. And I just want to touch a little bit on that. We kind of practiced our call before we did the call because we wanted to make sure that everyone was involved. So a couple of our members decided that they, you know, we're going to sit back on this call and not go too deep into what they're doing, but they will be sharing that information. And so thanks for bringing that to our attention. And I will call upon them to kind of share a little bit more information throughout the call. Now, Anne, you did say that we have some of your list, some of your members that may be out there as well. If anyone has a question or would like to chime in, we would love to hear from you at this time. So if anyone has a question, please raise your hand so that Shanika could open up the line for you to communicate with us.
Okay, and in the meantime, while we're waiting for response from the listeners, I just wanted to piggyback on what Anne was saying about taking that little mustard seed-sized faith and running with it, and then blending that with what I believe it was Trixie just said, the part about you can train yourself to become a do-gooder, you can train yourself to become a criminal, depending on what actions you practice. So with the practice makes perfect and with the faith, that's exactly the connection we have to remember. Some popular ideas out there say that it takes about 3 weeks to form a good habit. And if we can just get into the habit of responding to challenges with faith, faith being shown in our actions by how we respond, then we will be more likely to actually change and incorporate that into our personalities to where the optimistic person is who we are, not just what we do. The faithful person is who we are, not just what we do. And the benefit of that can be seen in the strongest challenges. Like when Anne was saying, we say, oh, I never would have thought, or imagined if I would have stopped, or imagined if this or that happened. Napoleon Hill has a very good example, it's not in chapter 2, it's earlier in the book, about a man who stopped just 3 feet from gold. He was a miner. He had spent everything that he had, even went into a little debt, completely changed his life, his work habits, to move away and mine a field that was supposed to have gold. And when he found that gold, he was excited. Went back home, got into even more debt to afford the machines and the team, you know, to extract the gold. He got back to the mine, and they lost the vein. They couldn't find where this gold was, and they dug around and they dug around and they dug around. And so finally, after weeks of, you know, this madness of having found gold but lost it, then they decided to call it quits. Took the expensive machine to the junkyard where the attendant at the junkyard, you know, let them deposit the machine and go on their way. But he consulted an expert, and the expert told him, it had to do with fault lines. Whoever was using this didn't understand that there are fault lines when you're trying to dig for gold. And the machine, when you learn how to read it, it tells you you're in the wrong spot. You should be 3 feet away. So my question to all of us is, at what point do we lose faith? At what point do we jump to the end of the story and assume that it's something other than what we intended? So that story reminds me, when I'm just about to give up, when I'm just about to back down, that, hey, I could be 3 feet away from goal. How am I really going to give up now?
Wow.
And that comes with practice. That man, needless to say, went on to become very rich, very well-to-do, because he learned his lesson the hard way. And it's not easy, but it is doable.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing that, Shanika.
Oh, wow. You're welcome.
Do we have anyone else wanting to chime in on the call with us?
So far, the people that are on the call are sitting pretty. So whenever they press one is how you do it. I don't know if we remember to say it, but press one if you would like to interject.
Awesome. Okay. Another thing that I wanted to say about faith is, and faith is a method of treating diseases by prayer and exercising faith in God. So faith can be used as healing. What do you have to say about that, Belinda? Belinda, are you with us?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry, repeat that. I got a text that Angela Williams has pressed 1 and her hand is raised to comment
okay.
on the number 561-306-3677. So, Shanique, I don't know, are you seeing that?
Yes, I see, but I didn't see any hand raised. Here, we'll put her on. Hey, Angela. Good morning.
Good morning, Shanique. How are you doing today?
Hey, good to hear your voice.
Oh, yes, it is. You guys are doing a wonderful job. I'm trying to get dressed to go somewhere, so I'm like, let me get my hand pressed. I pressed it earlier, and I ran away from the phone, and I came back, so I'm thinking maybe they called me. But you guys are doing a wonderful job. This is a great conversation, and faith is one of the major keys to success in anything in life you're going to do. Your walk with God, your business, your family, your health, whatever it is, faith. And someone said faith is a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets, and it does increase. So I really, really love that. And that story you just shared, oh, my God, I love that story, because how many times do we give up when the prize is right there? We don't realize it's around the corner. And if we just bend the corner, we'll get the prize. So I am just so excited listening to you guys. Hi, Trixie. Hi, Belinda.
Hello.
So enjoying you. And Trixie, your story is so inspiring, you know, being a single mom. I was a single mom, so I know all about that. So I don't want to keep you guys because in case you have other callers, but I want to encourage your listeners to get involved. Follow this month with this awesome IMA group. So glad you guys are coming together, and I can see you're evolving, and you're going to be a force to be reckoned with. So my group, Anointed Mastermind, we're going to be looking out for you guys. We're not scared either, but we're looking out for you, and we're behind you, encouraging you. It's an awesome process. So anybody who's listening for the first time by invitation of these ladies, get involved. It's an awesome way to continue to grow and to stretch yourself, actually to stretch your faith as you're even talking here today. So you guys have a great conversation, and I know next week I'll be speaking so at 8 o'clock, so I know I won't be able to catch you. But the following week, I'll be able to get on and support you guys again. So keep doing a great job, and hopefully I'll see you guys at the mid-year. Don't forget to announce our mid-year is coming up in August. So let the viewers know about the mid-year as well.
Okay,
have a great one.
Angela, before we let you leave, and since you brought up the conference, you mind sharing the information on the conference or let our listeners know where they could find that information?
It should be on our website, but in case it's not, we'll make sure it's on before next week's call. Our annual mid-year session will be August the 18th, I believe it's the date. It's a third Saturday in August. We'll be back at the beautiful Embassy Suite in Boca Raton, and it's a little different from the annual meeting. It's a little bit more relaxed, and we usually have a speaker and some other good things. I'm not sure what the group was planning the mid-year, but it's a place to come, hear what people have done already the first 6 months of the year. We give like a report of where we're at for the first half of the year. So join us, IMA, International Masterminders, at the Embassy Suites in beautiful Boca Raton, Saturday, August the 18th. And next week we will certainly have all of the information for you guys, price and everything, so we can start talking and telling people to join us there. So you ladies, get that on your calendars and start making plans.
Awesome. Thank you, Angela.
You're so welcome.
Thanks.
Enjoy
Thank
the call.
You.
Thanks, Angela. And just wanted to let our listeners know, for more information about IMA, International Masterminders Association, Just visit us on the web. The address is www.internationalmasterminders.com, or you can look us up on Facebook. The page is International Mastermind Association. You can also follow us by liking our page. The name of the book that we're discussing that is forming the basis of our discussion is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It's the original version, restored and revised, ISBN number 1.59330.200.2.
Thank you for sharing that again, Shanika. Now, I just wanted to point out, since Angela raised her hand and somehow we weren't able to view that, I know that we just had some other listeners jump on the call. So if you are out there and you want to speak to us, we're wrapping up our call at this time. We're going to kind of go over the things that we discussed here. But if you have a question or a comment and you want to chime in or say hi, just raise your hand. If you're raising your hand and you're not being recognized, go ahead and go to Facebook page, International Mastermind Association, and maybe post your comment there or say, hey, I'm out here listening. I'm raising my hand. I want to chime in so bad because I have a story to tell about faith, and we'll make sure that we hear from you before we end our call. So thank you again for that, Shanika. This has been such a delight for me. I tell you, I used to be, and I go back to how I used to be, because I was a little girl with little faith because I didn't know. You know that saying, you don't know what you don't know until you know you don't know? that was me at one time, just not knowing and having little faith and kind of crying or instead of going to God and asking and praying, you're basically like, please, please give this to me. It's like you're begging, you know, and crying and wanting what you want so bad, but you just don't have that faith. So I was a little girl with that. So now I can say that I went to bed last night and slept like a baby because I had total faith that we were going to come on this call and it was going to be a harmony. It was going to be touching to some. So I just want to say that I have more than a mustard seed of faith. Now, I don't know, Shanika, you're back there looking. Do we have any other people that we can bring in on the call? Do they have any? Is anyone raising their hand, want to speak?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Uh-huh. Sorry. We have one caller. Phone number ends in 1964. And you are on.
Good morning, ladies. This is Stephanie Ebanks calling all the way from California. It's 5:49 a.m. Just want to thank you so much for hosting Blog Talk this week. It's been a pleasure listening to you guys. You know, we're having such a wonderful time here at Odyssey Retreat. And this is part of our step of faith, you know, believing in what is possible in our lives. And just, you know, taking a moment to appreciate all the wonderful stuff that God gives us. Sometimes we get it and we don't realize that we have it. And, you know, we keep looking. And why isn't it's sometimes never enough. So we got to appreciate the wonderful moments that the Lord gives us and just sometimes step out on faith that everything else will just fall into place. You know, sometimes it's hard to understand, but we just keep plugging away and I don't know, we forget that if you turn the corner, you know, just one more extra step that all our grace is right there. It's just right there, you know. But if you quit too soon, we will never receive all those blessings that we have been praying for. We just got to hold on and believe that it's there. And I just want to thank you, Trixie and Melanie and all those guys for being on the call this morning. It's a wonderful thing. So keep up the good work, and we'll see you guys at the mid-year.
Thank you. It's good hearing from you this morning. I'm glad you guys chimed in, and I forgot for some strange reason that you're in a different time zone. So thank you, and congratulations for you all being up so early and joining us on this call today. And one of the things you said, Stephanie, about stepping out on faith, I had this conversation with my sister. She's been contemplating quitting her job and starting up her own company. And one of the things that she says is that, I'm just going to step out on faith. And so I commend those that say, you know, I'm going to step out on faith, because you don't know. You do not know what the future is going to hold. You don't know what's around that corner. But just believing and having that strength to say, I'm just going to step out on faith. So I congratulate that. Thanks for sharing that with us this morning, Stephanie. Shanika, do we have anyone else that wants to chime in and get in on this call?
Well, we had 4 users in the chat room.
Okay.
So you know that if you're in the chat room, you're just as welcome to type a comment, and we will acknowledge it and strike up a conversation around it. So we are monitoring the Blog Talk chat room as well.
Awesome. Thank you. And I'm so glad we got a techie on our team here. She's back there doing her thing so so that we can continue to do our thing. So thank you, Shanika, for doing that. I do want to, if we don't have anyone else that wants to chime in, I just want to kind of.
Yes. I'm sorry, this is Ann. I just wanted to just make a statement for anyone who's listening in that would like to share the show. All you have to do is click the orange button on the front of the Blog Talk Radio page if you're online, and it says share. And if you click that button, you can share this show with over 332 different forms of social media, which, of course, includes Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and all of that. So I just want to encourage you, Trixie, you're online. Shanika is online. Click that share button and share the show while you're online. And for those of you that's in the studio, you can see the Twitter, the Facebook, the blog, radio. Click each of those, and that will also allow you to share the show with millions and millions of listeners all over the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Ann. Thanks for sharing that information with us. I did go out on my Facebook as well as Twitter, and I think my Twitter link goes into my LinkedIn, so I'm kind of sharing it with all the people that's following me, and I guess I've moving forward in the weeks to come, we will, you know, share that more. Because we practiced a little yesterday and I tried to get the information out as early as I could, now that we're doing this for the remaining of June, this will be a great idea for us to keep that in the face of our listeners as well. I will do a lot of sharing that because I think it is a great time for people to come together and kind of share what they're going through, because you never know what someone else is going through. They may be experiencing the same thing that you are. So do we have anyone else out there, Shanika, that wants to chime in?
Trixie, I'm not sure if I'm still on the air.
Yes, you are.
Oh, good. I just want to remind our listeners, if they are there, that we do have, you know, our arm of the International Mastermind, our youth, and they will be at 5 p.m., and it's in honor of Father's Day coming up. So please join our youth tomorrow on Blog Talk. Stephan Mason and his father, Gary Mason, they will be hosting the show and just talking man-to-man and father-to-son about, you know, all the things that, you know, involve in being a father and a parent and being a son. So please join our youth tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio at 5 p.m. for our youth. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. Now, will they use the same call-in number and the same link to get on the call tomorrow? Okay.
Yes, they will.
And thank you. I will be introducing my son, Remy St. Felix, who's 12. And I will also be introducing my son, Cartrell Walker Jr. They will both be on the call tomorrow at 5. So thanks for reminding our listeners. And we are narrowing down to our the close of this call today, but I did want to reiterate some things on faith. Remember that faith is a gift from God. Remember that faith is proof of things not seen. Remember that faith is necessary in prayer. So I do want to leave that comment with you all. We will be wrapping up here, but I want to remind our listeners that we will be back on the show next Saturday at 8 a.m., continuing our discussion on the chapter Faith and Think and Grow Rich. Next week, we're going to talk more about faith is a state of mind which may be induced by auto-suggestion. So, again, I want to remind listeners, remember this. Your business in life is presumably to achieve success. To be successful, you must find peace of mind, acquire the material needs of life, and above all, attain happiness. All of these evidence of success begin in the form of thought impulses. You may control your own mind. You have the power to feed it whatever thought impulses you choose. With this privilege goes also the responsibility of using it constructively. You are the master of your own earthly destiny, just as surely as you are, or just as surely as you have the power to control your own thoughts. You may influence, direct, and eventually control your own environment, making your life what you want it to be. Or you may neglect to exercise the privilege, which is yours, to make your life to order, thus casting yourself upon the broad sea of circumstances where you will be tossed, hither and yon, like a chip on the waves of the ocean. There are no limitations to the mind except those we acknowledge. Both poverty and riches are the offsprings of thought. Financial independence, riches, desirable business, and professional positions are not within reach of the person who neglects or refuses to accept, plan, and demand things. As Miss Ann always says, you have to have a dream to have a dream come true. I want you all to go out and make it the best day possible. We are the Masters of the Mind Mastermind Group here for IMA, thanking each and every one of you for joining us this morning, and we look forward to listening to you and to talking with you next week at the same time, 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. You all go out and have a blessed weekend, and thanks again to all of our listeners. Thank you to my mastermind partners. Thank you to the founder of International Mastermind Association. All the listeners who's tuning in to Blog Talk Radio / Masterminders, there are no goodbyes. We are just signing off. Thank you all, and have a wonderful day.